Good. Anything else?
Well, let's look at an example of a sole proprietorship. As you mentioned, Robert, in the lectures, so many people raise their hand when we ask who's doing business as a sole proprietorship. I think it helps to look at an example of how that can affect you in a negative manner when you hold real estate. In Reno, there was an example of a Chinese restaurant. The fellow operated as a sole proprietorship. He wouldn't take anyone else's advice that he should operate as a corporation or an LLC, but he wanted to own real estate. And the next step for him was to buy the building he was in his own name. He held that property as a sole proprietor.
You know, Garrett, Diana and I speak, often talks about my poor dad, who was very proud of the fact that his car was in his own name, his house was in his own name. He had no investments. He didn't have that in his own name. But for much of the middle class and the poor, owning something in their own name is very desirable. Yet for the rich, owning something in your own name is actually risky.
Right. While it feels good to own it in your own name, the legal consequences are quite dramatic if you do. So in this case, the case in Reno, where I'm from, the fellow had his Chinese restaurant in a sole proprietorship. He owned the building, and there was a tenant above the restaurant. Now, the tenant got injured. And what happened? He lost everything. He lost his Chinese restaurant. He lost the building. He lost everything.
His house,
his personal assets, all for the failure to take the advice to put these significant assets into protected entities.
What kind of entity might he have put it into?
Well, my suggestion would have been to have the Chinese restaurant be in a corporation, a subchapter S corporation or an LLC, and the building in a separate LLC.
So you separate the asset from the business.
The strategy these days is to segregate assets. You do not want to own an operating business in the same entity that you own real estate. If the operating business gets sued, that property is going to be in the same entity and subject to creditor attack.
Okay. So, Diane, do you have any comments on what Garrett has just said?
Well, I think the interesting part is the sole proprietorship. And many people said after Garrett asked them, well, I got into the sole proprietorship because my CPA told me to. And I think a lot of people end up there because it's the default. It's if you don't do anything, if you don't file with a state, if you don't keep good records, the sole proprietorship is easy. But as Garrett said, it's also very risky. Here's the other thing. You also can get something called self-employment tax, which is an additional 15.3% in tax. So sometimes what is easy is much more risky, and it also costs you a lot more money.